Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
We're bringing you more now on the surge of federal immigration agents arriving in the Bay Area today. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. Phil, it is happening. Our Matt Bigler in Alameda reporting that border agents have arrived, complete with flashbangs to disperse the crowd. So it's happening.
It is happening, and it's not to be entirely unexpected. President Trump has made a point of signaling out sanctuary cities for immigration enforcement, and that's what he's doing. We saw it in Los Angeles. We saw it in Chicago. We've seen it in New York most recently, Portland, and now in the Bay Area. One of the big questions, however, is how are the locals going to respond to it? It's a touchy situation. People are adamant, they're passionate, and they're scared. And that's a volatile combination. If the ICE agents go out and start running through the streets or markets or public areas, that's going to increase tensions. And right now, Bay Area leaders are trying to keep calm, and the police are trying to figure out what they're going to do because they are likely going to get caught in the middle of it all.
Right. The playbook here seems to be that, you know, the border agents come in, the crowds don't like it, they protest, and then that is the unrest that leads to the National Guard being called in.
Right. And to a certain extent, it depends on how big that unrest is. You know, the governor is saying that, you know, the agents are coming in as a provocative tool in order to incite violence in against them. And then that's when the National Guard or somebody would have to step in or would be called in order to maintain order and protect federal property and those federal agents. Now, at the same time, it's a tightrope for Mayor Lurie and other Bay Area mayors and officials because they're saying we have the right to protest. We have the right, but it's got to be peaceful. Because if it gets out of hand, then we're going to have a bigger situation. The other side of that is it puts the police in a situation where, let's say things do get out of hand. Let's say rocks are thrown or bottles are thrown or Molotov cocktails or cars are set afire. If the federal agents are in danger or the protesters are in danger of bodily harm, the cops have to move in. That's their job. That's what they do, regardless of who's being threatened. That's where they're trying. That's going to be a dance to see how it goes, because some people would look at that and say, you're helping ICE. You're helping ICE. No, we're just trying to keep things peaceful. And that's why we hear Mayor Lurie and the governor both say, everybody stay calm. In Los Angeles, what we had was same situation at the beginning. It was the first one. Some people set fire to some cars in the downtown. It made for a video. It went national, and it gave the president reason enough to send in the military. Gavin Newsom doesn't want a replay of that. Neither does Mayor Lurie, because at this time, he's trying to send out a message that things are going well in San Francisco, and this he'd like to keep that going.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.